Hello, this is Danielle Rose, Catholic singer and music missionary, found at www.daniellerose.com. And I'm wondering if you've been taking your Catholic vitamins. Join Deacon Tom and the lovely Dee and get just the right nutrients for your faith from A to Z.
Welcome to Catholic Vitamins, your dose of spiritual supplements from A to Z. Catholic Vitamins, specially formulated to help you achieve optimum spiritual health. It's time to energize your faith, forget what lies behind, and press on toward the goal.
We've already won. Look at how far we've come. Let's fully embrace this change that is taking place.
Here are your hosts for Catholic Vitamins, Deacon Tom Fox and his lovely wife, Dee.
Well, hi, everyone. It's the Deacon.
And the Dee.
Hi there. We are the dynamic. No, we're not dynamic. We're the duo on Catholic Vitamins. This is Catholic Vitamin C.
For charity.
Charity, the voluntary giving of help to those in need. And there's an older meaning, a lover of mankind, typically in a Christian context. And our special guest is Lisa Blevins, a dear and delightful young woman whom I have met doing pro-life work down in the Phoenix Valley. She's just a gentle, sweet woman, and she does so many good things, and she leads so wonderfully. So we've asked her to come on Catholic Vitamins to tell her story, and so she's going to do that a little bit later. Dee, what show is this?
This is episode 370 for the web, and episode 16 for KPIH Radio.
KPIH is the Catholic radio station heard in our North Central Arizona community of Payson. This is the rim country. We have a rim surrounding us. We're at about 5,000 feet, somewhat up out of the heat or cold, mostly the heat, we'll say, from Phoenix. And so we have more moderate temperatures, and the rim is a couple miles north, maybe 15 miles north, Dee?
Yes. I think the rim is most beautiful in the wintertime when there's snow on top of it.
Yeah, and it actually is a rim, a circling rim that circles, maybe half or three-quarters of this area around us?
And from the distance we're looking at it, it looks very flat.
Yeah,
it does. It's like a raised rim, and it's just very flat surrounding this area.
On New Year's Day, after we had done our religion and other things of importance, we took a drive to a nearby plateau area, and we got out with the dog and took a walk, which was kind of beautiful.
We were actually up on the rim.
Yeah. So we'll come back to our guest and more in a little while. This first segment of Catholic Vitamins is always prattle, and we have a little bit of prattle. Dee.
Right. We had our patriotic rosary last weekend, and I was telling you later on that when I pray that rosary, as each state is being named, people come to my mind. So it's my way of praying for them.
Sure. No,
people come to my mind that I know in that state. And there's not too many states in the United States that I don't know somebody in.
We have moved around a lot. We have been friends with a lot of people over the years. And Dee's point is well taken. The way that the Patriotic Rosary is done is alphabetically to go through each state. And one of the Hail Marys is for each state of the 50 states. So, A for Alabama, A for Arkansas, A for
Arizona.
And Dee's point is that she remembers someone
Somebody's name will immediately come to mind as soon as that name of that state is said. It just is a common thing that's been happening with me every time we do this rosary.
I think we've talked about this before. There are some wonderful prayers and some hymns that they sing in our parish when the ladies of the Mystical Royal Sodality lead the Patriotic Rosary. If you are interested in details about this, if you'd like to try this in your home or in your parish, send an email to catholicvitamins@gmail.com. Let us know. and we'll put together some information and get it to you.
And you're not only praying for each state, you're praying for your government, your national government, your local governments,
right.
Leaders, you know, legislators.
Oh, wonderful thing to do. And we didn't say this, but they do this every first Saturday of the month.
Right.
All right. What else do we have?
We did our Epiphany House Blessing. Did you do it? Everybody, I'm asking you, did you do your Epiphany House Blessing?
Do you even know what Miss D is talking about for the Epiphany House Blessing? So there's a introductory prayer. There is the entry on the sill above your
door. Your front door.
And what you do is you put in the year 2018 separated by the letters C, M, and B.
C plus, M plus, B plus, right?
Right. Which stands for Casper, Melchior, and Balthazar. And those are the three wise men. And it's a sign that wise men have searched for the king, the newborn king, and you're dedicating your house and all who enter your house to...
And the numbers are the year.
Right, right. So we took a picture of that, and if Dee will help me remember this, I'll put it not on the on the iTunes face page for the show, but I'll put it on our website so that you can see what it looks like. I mean, not that it's any hard to understand.
You can put
deal.
It on Friends of Catholic Vitamins. Well, there Facebook, you go. Too.
All right, yeah, we could do that. So if you're interested, take a look, and if you want more information, please send an email, as we gave an address just a few moments ago. Well, dear, we have, you know, some things to say about our guest, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. We've had a lot of feedback for this show, so let's take a music break, and we'll come back and pick up.
She gave him a child, but he said, I don't want you no more. He gave her a ride, left her right outside the clinic.
Culture of Life album, the delightful, wonderful, touching Danielle Rose and Just One Life. Beautiful song, very appropriate to our guest and to the topic of pro-life that we're doing on this show. Do you have charity, a love for those who are yet unborn? Well, dear.
So, you know, our last vitamin was B for bodacious.
I do remember that, yes.
And we heard from Sarah in Pennsylvania, and she says, never in a million years would I have gotten bodacious. Can't wait to listen. And then we heard from Sandy G., our friend also in Pennsylvania, our friend and correspondent to our podcast.
Yeah.
She says, Jim is bodacious. He is a faithful servant of God and really open to his call. Another thing, during prattle, you mentioned getting back to your rosary in the home. Of all people, I've been called to do the same. I start next Sunday and will offer it twice a month. I have one of the activity rooms to pray in. Signs are going to be posted all over the apartment complex. I invited all denominations to join me in praying the rosary. It will be interesting if anybody shows up.
All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. Sandy Griggs. She's in Erie, Pennsylvania, and for an ALS patient, she is definitely on fire for evangelization.
She is, and Sandy will be anxious to hear whether anybody shows up for your rosary.
Yeah, we will definitely be interested. Well, Dear friends, before we go into our interview with Lisa Blevins, I want to say that I did a little research, as I always try to do for our guests and topics, and I found an article that was written just before Christmas, so we're not that far past Christmas. Lisa Blevins, a Glendale event organizer, said it's sad to think of someone getting an abortion during the Christmas season. She said that the groups that she brings together sing carols to remind women thinking about abortion that the salvation of the world came through an unplanned pregnancy. Think about that, huh? An unplanned pregnancy. Blevins said Christmas is a time of reconciliation and that the group will be there to offer whatever help they can give. Last year, when she attended the Tempe event, she said a woman intending to go inside the Planned Parenthood started crying as she watched the carolers. One of the singers wiped the tears from her eyes. There is a great need for healing in Glendale, Arizona, and throughout the valley from the tragedy and violence of abortion, Blevins said. Our communities have suffered a deep wound because of abortion. There is a great need to bring the light, joy, and peace of Christ to a place that is surrounded by deep sadness and a cloud of darkness. Unquote, Lisa Blevins. And after a break, we'll bring you our special time with our special guest.
Pro-life across America, the Billboard people.
Yesterday I felt my mommy's tummy kick.
Wow, what was in there?
My new little brother or sister.
I think he's going to be a soccer player.
Bet he's already practicing in mom's tummy.
Mom says a baby has a heartbeat at 18 days.
Hi, my name is Angie. I work with Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of confidential counseling or information, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is totally educational, non-political, and tax deductible.
A baby is a baby is a baby.
Well, here we are once again on Catholic Vitamins. This is the time when we bring a special guest to our listeners. We've been doing this a long time, and we've had bishops and priests and deacons and nuns, evangelists, and one area that we seem to be called back to from time to time is the important area of life, pro-life, life from conception to natural death. And today we're on the phone with Lisa Blevins, a lady that has been a pro-life warrior down in the Phoenix Valley. There are many Lisas around the world that are helping to pray us back to the type of relationship that we should have with life. And I have been so impressed with her work, with her dedication, with her persistence, with her, I hate to use the word marketing, but with her marketing skill for rounding up people and calling them to the work of the Lord, that I asked Lisa if she would come on Catholic Vitamins, and she's agreed to do so. Lisa, welcome to Catholic Vitamins, and thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you for having me, Deacon. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. We've done a little bit of work together. I wish we were physically or geographically closer so that I could be more responsive to your calls. There's some fair amount of mileage that separates us, and I get down when I can. But let's get started with finding out a little bit about you. I know that you are a married person. You're down in the Phoenix Valley, and you have been involved in the cause of life for quite a while. Why don't you start by telling us about how you got involved in this? There was some episode in your life that happened that got you started?
Yes, Deacon. Thank you for asking. Originally, I'm a native of Colorado, was born and raised there, and we've been in the Arizona area for 5 years now. But while I was in Colorado, we had, with my young family at the time, four children, We used to spend many hours in the garden and out back, and they had these wonderful picketed fences that they have there in Colorado. It was in order to get to know our neighbors better and to have more of a community-based friendship. And so through that, there was a wonderful neighbor who lived right behind us, and she was like a true grandma to my children. She loved to watch them and nurture them and encourage them. And through those encounters one day, she approached me and she told me that her daughter was in a crisis pregnancy. And the crisis, according to the doctors, was that this child had Down syndrome and that there was a hole in his heart and that there was no reason to put anybody through the pain and anguish of trying to take care of a child like that who will probably just die to begin with. And the grandmother was devastated to hear this news, and she was devastated to find out that her daughter was considering abortion and that her husband was also agreeing with the doctors and thought the best thing for this child was going to be to terminate the child. And I was familiar with 40 Days for Life, but I hadn't participated. I heard about it at the time. And so when my neighbor asked me or told me about this and said, I don't know what to do, my first thought was, well, let's pray. And so, you know, we don't realize how powerful prayer is until you end up in some kind of circumstance or suffering, it seems like. And then when you call upon God and all the saints and the angels for their intercession, they do amazing things. And so I felt so called to pray for this child, to pray for the family, to pray for the mother, and to pray for the doctors and to pray that their eyes would be opened. And every night it was on my heart, I'd fall asleep praying for this child. And lo and behold, by the grace of God and through the power of prayer, this baby was given life. And the baby did have Down syndrome, but that heart that had the hole in it was a tiny itty-bitty hole. And the doctors were able to repair that hole. And I got to hold that baby and meet that baby. And his name is Daniel. And Daniel will be 9 years old coming up here soon. And through that witness and through the power of prayer and God's grace, when we moved from that part of Colorado to another part, I thought, I have to get involved in 40 Days for Life. The power of prayer is amazing, and I had firsthand witness that it works and it saves lives. And that's how I got involved.
Boy, that's enough to make anyone emotional just listening to that one experience. And I know that you have had many experiences. Something brought you from Colorado to the Arizona Valley. Maybe we should ask what that was and then what you started to do for life as you came into the Phoenix Valley.
Okay, thank you, Deacon. My husband's job brought us here, and that's an interesting question that you asked, because before moving here, I was involved in 40 Days for Life as a co-leader up in Fort Collins, Colorado, and my mentor, Linda O'Brien, she said, before you go to Phoenix, you should reach out to your bishop. And wonderful, wise advice. So before we even moved here, I contacted the bishop via email, and I asked a few questions, and I learned about some of the pro-life efforts that were going on out here. And it was a quick move. We moved out here in July, one of the hottest times of the year. And I was looking to see if there were any 40 Days for Life efforts going out in the valley, and which ones were closest and which ones happened to be near college campuses and things, and doing some research. And I found out that the Phoenix 40 Days for Life was not going to be holding a campaign and that they needed a leader. And I was asked by the Arizona for Life group if I would lead that for them, for that campaign. So I didn't have a lot of planning, but because I reached out to the bishop before moving here, I knew about the Respect Life office, and they were more than happy to meet with me and show me the ropes and give me a few contact people. And it's been such a blessing to be able to have such a pro-life support group out here in the Valley.
Yes, and I must say that I have just been amazed, in one sense, touched to be receiving your emails and to be seeing the pictures of the people that you've been able to bring into the cause for life. How long have you been involved in the 40 Days for Life campaigns?
Well, this will be my 15th campaign coming up this spring, which is 2018. We're going to be starting the 40 Days for Life spring campaign, which starts February 14th, always on Ash Wednesday. And so it'll be my 15th campaign, and it'll be the second one that I am going to be holding in Glendale. The prior ones took place in Tempe, Arizona, and then the other campaigns, I was a co-director out in Fort Collins, Colorado.
You bring a powerful gift from the Lord of invitation and challenge. I'll just add the two of those together so that when an email comes from Lisa, it's to be paid attention to. Over the arc of the years that you've been involved in these campaigns, do you want to share any statistics from either the national campaigns or any of the work that you've done in the Valley?
Well, praise the Lord, you know, for the commitment of the Arizona Prayer Warriors as well, because their commitment to the Word of God has really exposed the evil and violence of abortion locally, and of course, worldwide now, 40 Days for Life is. And just locally in our campaign in Glendale last fall, we had 17, that's huge. I've never even, you know, been part of that before, where we've had 17 people walk away from Planned Parenthood that we know of and actually sought help from our pregnancy centers. And that was either regarding pregnancy tests, pregnancy, ultrasounds, STD testing. We had men come to us when Planned Parenthood was closed, and they said they were there for testing, and we were able to direct them to our pregnancy centers. And then hopefully I'm sure they received, true advice on how their lives should be lived so they don't have to go through that type of thing. So 17 just locally, and worldwide, this last campaign, there were 375 locations that held vigil, and they said that there was, it's in 24 countries worldwide. I'm not a numbers person, so you have to bear with me on this.
Sure.
But, since 2007, when 40 Days for Life started in 2007, and now it's 2017, they've had 13,998 babies saved, praise the Lord, that we know of, and those are the only ones we know of. There are so many people we know that turn away just because of our prayers and our presence out there. So there's, by the grace of God, so many others, and of course, conversions by workers and employees as well.
That's amazing. It's wonderful. It's heartwarming. It's reaffirming. I mentioned to you before we started our recorded time together that I'm preparing to interview Patricia Sandoval for an upcoming show, which may air well ahead of our time together, yours and mine. Patricia Sandoval has written a book which tells the account of her early years and a life of great conflict and drama and a lot of bad mistakes that she made. One of the things that happened was after she had had three abortions, she went to work for Planned Parenthood. It was very short-lived because she saw inside the lies and deceit and the coaching that about the language that the workers would use inside when these young women would come in, many of them emotional, crying, worried, and the workers inside were lying to them about that it wasn't a baby, that it wasn't a child, that it was a sack or it was a clump of cells. She found out, Patricia did, once inside, that they were actually counting body parts, arms and legs and head, God forgive us for even tolerating one of these, but that this was going on inside, and Patricia had to leave. And she's become a very strong voice for the Catholic faith and for respect for life. Now, to come back to you and your stories and your experience, let me do a couple questions. First of all, are you able to witness to any of the people working in Planned Parenthood in any position or job?
Yes. At the Glendale Planned Parenthood and other locations, but specifically the Glendale Planned Parenthood, we have lots of opportunities to have encounters with the employees and the abortionists. We can see the abortionists when they arrive, and we can call out to the abortionist. We can see them come out and take their smoke breaks in their cars, and we can try to evangelize and help them and encourage them to leave the profession that they're in. We also have many opportunities to outreach for the Planned Parenthood escorts that they have out there in Glendale, which oftentimes you have one-on-one encounters with them, and sometimes those can get pretty tricky. But there's always an opportunity to plant a seed and to say something that the Lord puts on your heart, and that will hopefully, you know, plant into that person, that employee, that abortionist, that worker, and it will sprout and grow and hopefully open up their eyes to the evil and the violence that is going on there in Planned Parenthood. Like you said, the devil is the deceiver, and he loves this because so many of these people have been deceived. They don't know what truly goes on in Planned Parenthood, especially the escorts. So we have to be there for them and for our community to show them that Planned Parenthood and how they destroy the bond of love between mother and child, because Planned Parenthood does not care about women and the role they play in society. Planned Parenthood is the biggest enemy to women and children and families, and we need to be a witness and show that to these people that are working there and the community.
Amen.
And by the grace of God, we're doing that through 40 Days for Life.
Yeah. Listen, I remember you shared about the 17 people, thanks be to God, who were turnarounds in one form or another. But you've also had, your presence has also had an impact on others. Did you not have an experience with a postal worker?
Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you, Deacon. Yes, that's a story where, you know, when we're out there on the sidewalk, you meet lots of people, and you meet people that have been in the pro-life arena for quite a while. And I happened to meet a really wonderful lady when I was out there, and she is a postal worker, and she informed me that the Glendale Planned Parenthood used to be a daycare center, and she knew this because she used to deliver the mail to that facility, and when it became a Planned Parenthood, she was so devastated that she felt she had to do something, and so that was her call, that she needed to come out and start standing witness and pray and calling out to everybody to inform them about the evil that is going on in there. And what a turn, what a twist that is, you know, from a place of loving child care to a place of killing children. But our Lord is victorious, and we know that this tragedy will end. We don't know when, it's in God's time, but that place will, by the grace of God, you know, become another place where children can thrive instead of be put to death.
Amen. Amen. This broadcast, the interview that you and I are doing for Catholic Vitamins, will have two places that it will show up. One is in our local community where we live in North Central Arizona, and it will be played on 98.9 RIM Catholic Radio as a part of our Catholic Vitamins program there. I'm hoping that it will inspire any who happen to hear your witness, your faith walk, and the results. I hope that it will inspire people to occasionally drive down to participate with you or to get on your email list. We'll come back to that in a little bit later. But this will also be heard on the World Wide Web. And just for your awareness, Lisa, this is not meant to impress you, but we just had a donation that came into our radio station from a listener from the United Arab Emirates, a very Muslim country, but there's a Catholic eye surgeon there who has found Catholic vitamins, and he listens, and we have listeners in other parts of the world as well. We're not that big, but thanks be to God that we're able to reach those that we reach. For those that hear you and who might be concerned about what they're going to get into if they join 40 Days for Life, I'd like you to comfort them that there's roles for quiet prayer persons. They don't have to be doing confrontation. Can you talk about what it's like to get involved in a campaign?
Yes, of course. 40 Days for Life is a peaceful, prayerful witness to the end of abortion. We are there as ambassadors of Christ to bring Christ's love and his light to a place of darkness. And this is happening, and we need to plant our feet, you know, in this battlefield and let our roots dig deep and hold on firm, you know, because there's fruitful ground planted deep within, and it's in our souls, and it is transforming these places into places of light and peace, because many of these abortion mills have closed down through 40 Days for Life, as well as the lives that have been saved, and a few we've mentioned. And so when you go out to pray at a 40 Days for Life vigil, that is our main focus, is prayer. Of course, we might have an opportunity to have outreach with young women or women of any age, actually, and men as well. But that's up to you if you want to have that encounter, and it's also up to the Holy Spirit, who knows when you're ready and prepared for that encounter. And just to have a little comfort, you do want to go out there prepared with information from your local pregnancy center when you go out there, if you were to have one of those encounters. Because while out there praying, we want to make sure that we have a place of help and comfort to send these people who are looking for true help. And so always look, first of all, where your local pregnancy center is, and at least have that phone number to give to anybody who might be interested. And then the main thing is you go out there, and we all pray in different ways, and we don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit is always there to intervene for us. For many people, it's an evangelical, non-denominational, so it's Catholics, Protestants, denominationals that all participate in 40 Days for Life. So you're going to meet Christians, which is beautiful, and you learn different ways to incorporate your prayer with their prayer. So, of course, as Catholics, we can pray the rosary, which is very powerful, and we have a wonderful life rosary that we have here in Arizona that I recommend for anybody throughout the world. If you don't have a life rosary and you're Catholic, it's a beautiful way to meditate on the mysteries, and it incorporates all of the different things that are happening for life in Jesus's life, and it's a beautiful way to pray when you go out there. And it is peaceful and it's calm. And of course, there are times when there's going to be interaction, and that's a little more, engaging. But at those times, you can always feel free to walk away at that time and continue your prayer in the Adoration Chapel or in your car on your way home. You're never obligated to stay. We just invite you to come and try. And the Lord will bless you and bless others just by your peaceful, prayerful witness.
Yeah. In my own case, Lisa, I think I've mentioned to you in the past that you may remember we came from Estes Park, Colorado, before we moved here to Arizona. And I remember the first pro-life Sunday that I participated in, my first ever Witness for Life. And we were on a busy street in downtown Estes Park, which was filled with weekend visitors to the town. So we had a lot of visibility. And when we started, I have to say that I've had the most profound feeling of God's letting me know in a silent way how pleased he was that we were there. It was enough to make me emotional. It was just so wonderful. So I salute your continuing dedication. And I have a quick question about that Life Rosary thing that you mentioned. Is that something that's on an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, the instructions, or how would people find out about that?
Yes, it's actually not on an 8.5 by 11. It's one of those kind of odd sheet sizes that's folded out. But the Children of the Rosary, that's how I heard about it when I came down to Arizona. Children of the Rosary put it together. It's called the Life Rosary, Christ's Walk to Calvary. And there is a contact person, and his name is Ray, and I would be happy to give you the phone number if people, you know, wanted to contact you and get that information. I could give you Ray's phone number, and he would be able to assist in getting those brochures out to anybody who might want them, because I'm not sure if it's on the internet anywhere. It might be, but it's just one of the most powerful meditations and prayers that I have ever experienced with others on the sidewalk. People are moved to tears, some major healing. Mm-hmm. I've witnessed through people praying this rosary right there in front of Planned Parenthood, just the tears would flow as they prayed and meditated on this. It's beautiful.
Wonderful. Well, we'll ask people to email catholicvitamins@gmail.com. catholicvitamins@gmail.com, whether they're hearing this on the World Wide Web or via our KPIH local Catholic radio station, and we'll try to find or have that information ready to respond. Lisa, sort of, because there may be people who are moved by your testimony, your experience, who want to reach out to you, do you want to share an email address that people can get in contact with you?
Yes, please. Thank you. Okay. My email address is Lisa B, as in boy, Lisa B at coloradoforlife.info, I-N-F-O, and the number 4. It's not spelled out. It's the number 4. So it's coloradoforlife.info. Lisa B at coloradoforlife.info. And we definitely need more prayer warriors. We can always use more prayer warriors. It's one of our goals is to continue to encourage others to invite others to join us in prayer, because when one or two are gathered in my, you know, in the Lord's name, amazing things happen, and we've witnessed that. So please, please do invite others to join you as well, Deacon, when you come. We appreciate it so much when you and your group comes down to one of the Valley, you know, 40 Days for Life and prays with us. It's truly a gift to have your long-distance prayer warriors come here.
Amen, amen. Lisa Blevins, what a joy to have some extended time with you when I have been at one of your events. You are busy and shepherding activities or whatever. So this has been a gift and a joy. Please stay on the line as we wrap up our time, because I have a few things I want to go over with you after we're done. But we will keep you, I promise, in our prayers. And I thank you so much for coming on Catholic Vitamins.
Thank you for having me. And please continue to be encouraged, because you guys are really making a difference. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, dear, I don't know, I can't recall if I've talked with you about it, but my heart and my call has been placed on my heart for 2018 is to definitely try to do some pro-life activity, maybe once a quarter from where we are. I mean, we can always be praying. We should always be praying. And, you know, I try to do the rosary almost daily. But Lisa Blevins has certainly been a wonderful model. And here I am, a deacon. My goal is to try to help spread the gospel. And Lisa is such a great witness that she has inspired me and challenged me. So I hope our listeners enjoyed our time with Lisa, and I hope I get to work with her some during 2018 down in the valley.
And we heard from somebody new.
We did.
We welcomed her as a new friend on our Facebook page. Alyssa, and she lives in South Africa.
Alyssa Wyatt, thanks for this amazing show. She's referring to the one with
Patricia Sandoval.
Patricia Sandoval, when Patricia shared about her life and experiences that included three abortions. She said, as I was listening, I was thinking about my workplace in South Africa, where she is located. Each hospital has an abortion clinic. Boy, that's sad. They hide behind the name Termination of Pregnancy, or TOP for short. Well, I work at a hospital, and ironically, the nursery and NICU, where I work, is on the same floor as this clinic. I hate it. I walk past young girls every day, forbidden by my government to say anything in my professional capacity. I stare at them, willing them to see how I feel in my eyes. I pray deep in my soul every time I have to walk past. What more can I do? Should I place pamphlets for Catholic alternatives in the clinic? Should I spray the whole place with holy water or salt?
Yes, yes.
If any of them should ask, I will minister to them. I've already dissuaded one mother in a separate incident. I'm torn. Oh,
bless you.
Yeah, blessings.
Oh, we will pray for you, Melissa, for all that you have to face every day.
I've responded to her personally about this. I think this is just an example of something that we need to keep in the forefront of our work on Catholic Vitamins. And so we pledge to try to do that.
And speaking of somebody who lives far away
from where we are,
we heard from our friend Joe in Pescia, Italy.
Joe Capalella.
Hello, Deacon Tom and Dee. Hello, she says. Hello. Hello.
Yeah, yes.
After a long time of not being able to find time to listen to your podcast because of family duties, I finally downloaded the last episode, Bodacious. I enjoyed it very much. Glad to hear you are well. What really surprised me was you mentioned Pescia after a long time. Thanks for remembering me. Keep me and my family in your prayers. Thank you. All my best regards, Joe.
Bless you, dear. Blessings. Thank you. You've been with us a long time, and we do appreciate that for sure. Dear, speaking of someone who we want to remember, Sandy G. has sent in a reflection, and I'd like to do that. Do you have any other feedback or anything else you'd like to do before?
Well, I have a couple more pieces here, but I'll save it until later.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. We'll hear from our correspondent in Pennsylvania, Sandy G. And
God uses everything to promote his plans and his purposes in our lives. That's very important. So I'm going to say it again. God uses everything to promote his plans and his purposes for our lives. Say, for example, the snowstorm we recently had. Between Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, we had 7 feet of snow dumped on us. On Christmas Day, the visibility was about zero. You couldn't see your hand in front of your face. And cold? It was frigid, with temperatures dipping well below zero. Those of us who live on Lake Erie are no strangers to lake effect storms, but this one was the Lollapalooza of all storms. We broke every snowfall record since they began recording them. What does this have to do with God and his plans and his purposes in our lives? Well, This is just me talking. I wonder if God wasn't feeling a little left out on Christmas Day. Just imagine that you found out that plants were in process to throw you a birthday party. You overheard that this was going to be big, really big. People from all over the world would be celebrating your special day. Decorations were going up everywhere. Cards were mailed out. Gifts were bought. Special foods were being prepared. And you were feeling over the moon with excitement. And then the big day comes. You discover the decorations have nothing to do with your life. You waited by your mailbox, but no cards came. Everyone opened gifts, but there were none for you. And you weren't invited to dinner either. Boy, talk about a bubble bursting experience. You later heard through the grapevine that people didn't want you around. Some actually believed that you didn't exist. Others were too busy to get to know you. They were uncomfortable having a stranger in their homes. After all, you might walk out the door with an expensive gift. But the party went on without you. They congratulated themselves on their ostentatious decor, on the over-the-top gifts they purchased, on the sumptuous cuisine they served, and all this without a thought or mention of you. This might have been what caused the storm. God uses everything to get our attention. No one was going anywhere on Christmas Day 2017. I'm not suggesting that God deliberately causes circumstances to occur, but he does take advantage of situations like monumental snowstorms. Thankfully, all the world doesn't celebrate Christmas like this. In Christian homes, Christmas is celebrated with the reverence and respect Jesus deserves. He came to us as a gift from his Father, a gift that remains in the center of our hearts and lives all year long. Christians have welcomed Jesus into their homes for over 2,000 years. Christians long for intimacy with Jesus. Christians revel in his presence. We are totally out of step with non-believers and those who choose not to know him. And that's a good thing. Ephesians chapter 4 verses 17 to 18 tells it like it is. So I tell you this, and insist on it, in the Lord, that you must not no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts.
We're back, and imagine that, the 7 feet of snow.
Oh my gosh, I can't imagine. I can't imagine.
Oh my heavens.
I'm a Pennsylvanian, born and raised.
Yes.
But I'm glad I'm not back there.
Well, our show has been oriented towards the cause of life, life from conception to natural death. And Risa Federlein from Pennsylvania, speaking of Pennsylvania, sent these words as part of feedback. I love hearing about the scriptural rosary. We pray it every second Friday and fourth Sunday on WAOB.org. That's a radio station. We are One Body Catholic Radio. What a blessing it was while my mom was confined to her room before she died. We record anew each month as a way of giving back. And you mentioned the March for Life in Washington, D.C. Hopefully it will be much warmer there than Pennsylvania. Our daughter and I will be attending with our parish, and our son and his wife who live in Virginia will meet us there. That's awesome. Hard to believe I still have to fight for life after all these years. I thought when my husband and I went to the March for Life when we were in college, we would help change the world quickly. Sadly, it takes a lot of time, a true spiritual battle, just like human trafficking, which she's involved in. God is the only answer. Thanks for sharing the truth. Bless you, Risa. What a good friend you are. And
So that ties in with just reminding everybody January is pro-life month.
It is. All across the United States and a lot of metropolitan areas, there are pro-life demonstrations and marches and singing and prayers. I hope you're able to join. And even if you hear this after the fact, do a rosary for life.
And speaking of new life,
Matthew Bullinger, our friend in Texas, is expecting his
seventh
child. And y'all are right. I've been falling behind on your podcast. I usually get to them a week or two late. So I haven't been sending in guesses for Vita Scrabble. But this time I've got a guess. Vitamin C for clarity. Or vitamin C for crucify.
Both good guesses.
Yeah, they are. They're good yeah. guesses, yeah.
So he says, please continue to pray for Jennifer and the baby. Only a couple more weeks.
All right. You're doing your part. Thank you very much.
I want to welcome three new members to our Friends of Catholic Vitamins Facebook page. Jim Havens from New York. He was our guest for Bodacious.
Yes, he was. A lot of comment from that show.
And Brian Keith in California, and of course the one we mentioned earlier, Melissa in South Africa.
Very good. Thank you for joining on Friends of Catholic Vitamin. And you never know, you might get a sweet treat just for being a friend. You might. Any other things to share, Dee?
Well, we want to mention our giveaways.
Yes, we do. We are sharing the wealth, so to speak. Now, this first thing that I have in my hand is a comprehensive book called Champions of the Rosary, The History and Heroes of a Spiritual Weapon by Father Donald Calloway from the Marians of the Immaculate Conception back east. And this was a gift to Catholic Vitamins from Anne, one of our listeners and friends. And it's still in its shrink wrap, so it's brand new, hasn't even been opened, and has a lot of great endorsements. So if you're interested in this, or the one that Dee is going to talk about,
I have CDs called Holy Shock, a conversion story talk by Rosalind Moss, who is better known these days as Mother Miriam.
Absolutely. Yeah, wonderful talk. Mm-hmm. If you'd like that CD or you'd like the book Champions of the Rosary, send an email to catholicvitamins@gmail.com.
And we heard from Deanna Grants, who says, I am a daily listener to what was Immaculate Heart and now Relevant Radio. I always appreciated Mother Miriam's very direct way of attending to her callers' questions. Believe me, Deanna, she was very direct.
Well, I will just say this, that, you know, there are people on the other side of the equation, too. I heard a complaint that she was a little rigid, so.
Well, you got to be rigid these days.
I guess you do, for sure. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for the feedback. Oh, one more piece of feedback. We heard from Christine Watkins, who is with Queen of Peace Media. That's the publisher of the book by Patricia Sandoval.
Transfigured.
Yeah.
And co-wrote by Christine, right?
Co-written. Co-write. Yeah. We're both having talking problems today. So she promoted us on, I guess, the Facebook page for Queen of Peace Media, and we thank her for doing that. Christine, blessings on your work and your ministry. Dee, I think we've done a long show. Anything else to cover?
Bite a Scrabble for next time. It'll be Catholic Vitamin D, N's and C, seven letters.
Take a guess. Send your guess. Even if you're a little bit late, we'll wait for you. Well, a tiny bit. Send your guest to CatholicVitamins@gmail.com.
Starts with D, ends in C, and has seven letters.
All right, dear. Do you think we've done enough for this show?
I think we have.
Let's all pray for the cause of life in 2018. and let's do something to try to change the culture of death. Blessings.
Bye.
Finally, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And we'll see you next time on Catholic Vitamins.
You are not a burden, you're a blessing to love. You are not a burden, you're a blessing to love. You are not a burden, you're a blessing to love. Not a burden, a blessing to love. The gift of your life is worth each sacrifice. The gift of your life is worth each sacrifice. The gift of your life is worth each sacrifice. Every life is worth each sacrifice. You are not a burden, you're a blessing to love. You are not a burden, you're a blessing to love. You are not a burden, you're a blessing to love. Not a burden, a blessing to love. Will you let me wash your feet, serve your deepest need?
You have